Hi, I'm Richard, the founder of 10 Adventures, and this is the 10 Adventures podcast. Each week, we talk to real people about real adventures as they explore this incredible planet we all live on.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the 10 Adventures podcast. I'm Nadine. You may have heard me as a guest on the 10 Adventures podcast in the past, but today I'm actually interviewing our founder at 10 Adventures, Richard Campbell. He recently had the opportunity to test out a road bike and is excited to share about his experience with that. So welcome to the podcast, Richard.
Hey there, Nadine. It's interesting. I've never been interviewed on, or I was interviewed once, I think, about early days about the GR5, I think it was, or maybe about traveling with kids. But yeah, it's fun to be on the other side of the microphone today.
Yeah, we're swapping places for the day. And I know I'm really interested in learning more about the e-bike. It's something I've tried a few times, but have also been considering purchasing one myself for some more regular rides. So looking forward to diving in. I know you were super excited to get to test out an e-bike, and what were your thoughts going into it? What had excited you about it?
Yeah, so I ride a ton. I almost exclusively ride my road bike, and I have a gravel bike that I kind of use for commuting. But I've actually never ridden an e-bike. So I wanted to just see what it was all about. And I'll be honest, I was probably a little bit skeptical. And I did this with my wife. And so my wife hasn't really ridden a bike in 10 or 12 years, but she has a couple friends who love, like, they're all of a sudden like really ardent bike riders. Like, they'd never been bike riding. All of a sudden they got e-bikes. I think both of them got them in the pandemic, and they were going like e-biking all the time. And I know long-term when our kids get older, my wife and I want to do like bike tours in Europe. But it's always been like, okay, I ride a ton. And so doing 100 kilometers or 100 miles in a day isn't going to be too much effort for me. But for my wife, she's like, I'll never be able to do that. And so the e-bike was like, is this going to allow us to kind of, you know, be able to kind of go at the same speed? Because if you've ridden bikes, you know, if one person's faster than the other, it kind of sucks for either one person has to slow down or one person has to speed up. So we were like really excited. Is this going to allow us to do bike tours together? So yeah, I think it was just like a lot of anticipation. Like, is this going to be kind of this missing link for us to do these fun activities together?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because it's the same experience with a lot of our guests that are booking e-bikes. It's that, you know, one person in the couple is an avid cyclist and the other maybe not so much, but it really allows them the opportunity to be able to enjoy these biking experiences together that wouldn't be possible otherwise. So I guess the first question would be a good place to start. What did you think when it showed up? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, so I've always bought all my bikes from like the local bike shop, and you know, they get everything prepared for you. And so when this showed up, it was just a box. It was a really cool box with like a nice design, which the kids spend a weekend actually just coloring. Like, it's, you know, we paid to buy these big coloring books before. So in a sense, it was like a free massive coloring book. But yeah, I was actually, when the box came, I'm like, oh no, this is not set up. I'm gonna have to put this together. And so, yeah, so I was uncertain like what to expect and how hard it would be. I didn't know how bikes came. So I'm like, oh, am I going to have to like figure out how to like put a derailleur on or like do stuff like that? And so I remember looking at my wife saying like, what have I gotten us into here? And she was like, I don't know. And so, yeah, I went and got all my bike tools, and actually allocated a whole Saturday. I'm like, I'm just going to get this done in one day and figure out what it is. And so actually I left it boxed up for like a week and a half, because I just didn't want to, I was just like, you know, when you have something, you're like, oh no, this is going to, it's like doing your taxes. It's like, oh, this is going to be a pain in the butt. And so that was actually my worry. But actually when I opened the box, it was like, it was almost completely assembled. So like having to like install brakes, or, you know, get the front forks in, or like put on a derailleur, even the chain, like all that was already done. It was kind of like the frame and the back wheel was put together. The front wheel wasn't on. And then the handlebars weren't on, but like really it was almost completely done. So like my fear of I'm going to spend a beautiful Saturday on the deck turned into like, oh, this is going to be way easier.
Oh, that's really cool. So it sounds like a semi-DIY project. Like some of the parts were already put together for you so you could jump in, but it didn't require a full day of technical assembly. Is that right?
Yeah. So I brought like every tool I had. Now they, the bike comes with like a little tool bag with like all the little Allen wrenches and wrenches you need. The only thing that was missing was a pedal tightener. I don't even know what it's called. A pedal wrench, I think it is. And so there's, because I've traveled with my bike, I've had to take my pedals off before. And so I actually have this one tool. It's like $15 from any bike shop. That was the only thing that was missing that I actually had to use for myself. And yeah, so like taking all the like ties and all the plastic and padding off, I think the whole thing took me about like 70 minutes to get it set up. And that was watching like watching YouTube videos. And actually most of the time I struggled to get the front light attached, and it like, I'm just like, this isn't holding. And then once I got it attached, I'm like, oh wait, I've got to take it off. Cause I've got to put on we got a front basket for it. Cause my wife really wanted a front basket. So like the hardest part, once I put it on the front basket, took like a second, like it took like a minute to install the light. So, I've never built a bike. You know, I can loosen the handlebars. I can take the wheels off. I can clean the chain, but it was super, super easy. And then there was just lots of online videos. So I was like, it went from like, we're never going to do this to, oh, we're riding the bike. Like my coffee was still hot. So I was like very pleased with that.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Well, I know the same cannot be said for IKEA furniture. And often when I have a box of IKEA furniture sitting in a room, it stays there for a very long time because I know it's a guaranteed half a day assembly when it comes to IKEA. So that's really cool. So it sounds like it was a pretty easy assembly. Everything went well. So you've got the bike all put together. Obviously, you're super excited to ride it. What was the first ride like?
I think I was like laughing. I was having so much fun when I first rode. I just went off our driveway out on the street. And it took, actually, I didn't even read the instructions. How do you like make it go? So at first I'm like, how do I make the power go? And so like, there was like a minute of like, what am I supposed to do here? And then when I figured out, you just kind of turn one of the handles and I just kind of like started going. And it was like being on a ride. And I remember in Southeast Asia, we'd always rent scooters. And scooters were really fun because they don't go too fast, but like, you know, you can kind of go kind of quick and it's great for, you know, going to the beach or going into town that's a few kilometers away. This was like a scooter, only there was no sound. And so scooters are kind of loud. And so I was just sitting there. I'm like, this is so fun to be on a bicycle. And I press this and I'm going like, you know, 18 or 20 kilometers an hour. And just, you know, I'm sitting upright. So it's not like a road bike where I'm like really hunched over. It's like I'm sitting at my desk, only I'm just flying around the block. And yeah, I just kept like laughing because I'm like, I can't believe how much fun this is. And just, I was kind of going into this expecting like, you know, I'm a bike purist. I'm like, I'm not going to like this. And then it was just fun to, you know, at first ride, I'm like, this is actually really fun.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it was a pleasant surprise. That's really cool. And it does sound like a joy ride, really. You're just cruising and able to take it all in as you go along. So you've shared your experience with the first ride. What did Lynn think, your wife? What did Lynn think?
Yeah, so she hasn't ridden a bike, I think, in 12 years. We bought a bike just before we had kids. And so literally, it's like the most expensive bike on a per ride basis, because I think she rode it twice. And then with, like, she wasn't ever a big bike rider. So for her, she was like very tentative, like, oh, can I still ride a bike? And the saying goes, you can, you know, you never forget how to ride a bike. She really, really enjoyed it. It took her maybe like 5 or 10 minutes to get comfortable. At the start, she was, you know, much, much less comfortable like doing turns. So like she'd put her feet down to kind of do big turns. We went out on a bike path near her house. And then like kind of within about half an hour, she became really comfortable, except for there's a couple steep hills. And on the descent, she was, you know, she wasn't comfortable at the start. And I think, I don't know if that's the e-bike so much as just when you know, if you haven't ridden a bike, like it's kind of crazy. Like if you go back and if you ride a bike all the time, you're like, oh, this is easy. But if you haven't ridden a bike for a long time, like going down a steep hill on a bike where you just have these little pieces of metal keeping you from going fast, I can understand the reluctance.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and so she liked it. But the thing she liked, so my wife's a designer. She does a lot of the design work here at 10 Adventures, was she just really liked like the look of it. And so as a, you know, I like these sleek road bikes, which are kind of like sports cars. My wife hates my bike. She thinks they look like too small and dangerous, but she just loved like the design. And she's like, oh, I feel like I'm in Paris. Kind of like you're sitting up, you have this big, you know, front handlebar cage that you can put stuff in. So she really liked that. And then the comfort aspect, like if you think of a road bike seat, they're very narrow and hard, where this is like, it's like sitting on like a couch almost. So her responses were similar, but actually the things she noticed were kind of different from the things I noticed, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, that is really interesting. You kind of both enjoyed it, but for different reasons, right? So I know, Richard, being a pretty avid cyclist yourself, you've ridden the bikes in the evening as well and to work. Anything different about those rides than kind of those initial first test rides?
So what I really noticed is how nice it is. So my ride, when I work downtown, I've got three hills that are like, they get the heart rate up to like 180 beats per minute. So like, these are some pretty serious hills. And if I'm tired, like the ride in the morning, it's really tough to like, you're like, oh, I'm only on hill two. With the e-bike, I just turned the handle and it was just like, there was no change. And so I've heard people say like they love e-bikes in hilly terrain because it kind of takes the really hard part off. And so I really, really noticed that. The one thing I noticed is I just enjoyed riding it, that oftentimes I just wouldn't be pedaling. And so I'd kind of be there, I'm like, when was the last time I pedaled? Because I'm just sitting there going like 20 kilometers an hour with my e-bike and just kind of like just enjoying like I think it's more like riding maybe a motorcycle, but you're just not going very fast and it's like just super quiet. So I only rode it downtown twice. I actually like the physical aspect of, you know, you get to work and like, you know, you're sweaty and you've had this like, the blood's flowing. And there's all these studies that show as you do physical exercise, like you have all these chemicals in your brain and, you know, pathways that are opening and closing. So I always feel like I solve a lot of problems when I'm riding my bike. I get sweaty and tired. I didn't have that on the e-bike. Because it's just, I just found, I just enjoyed just the electrical part so much. And I'm like, oh, it wasn't really much of a exercise. But what it was is like, I realized it's a way to commute that's a lot cheaper than driving a car and a lot more fun. And it was about the same time, like to drive downtown and get a parking spot and then get to the office is about 35 minutes. And on the e-bike, it was about 40 minutes. But the nice thing is there was no traffic. So I could really see just using like the e-bike as like a commuting tool. And I felt the same thing, like a lot of things nearby where I might take the car, I could see how using the e-bike is like a nice way to get around, like just in town. So like we walk to get groceries a lot, or we walk to the library, but I could see, oh, I don't want to go for a 30-minute walk. I'll just ride the e-bike for 5 minutes and be there. And it really hit me like it's a different way of mobility. Like it's not just, oh, here's what I would have biked and now I'm going to e-bike. It's just, it's like an alternative to the car almost. And, you know, where I live, we have, you know, lots of snow. It's very dry in summer, but in winter, like, you know, I don't know if I'd use it in winter, but if I were to live in a city that is snow-free, I would really consider using an e-bike as just kind of my primary form of transportation, because it's going to be cheaper to operate, no gas, no parking fees. You know, you can go right to where you want to go. There's a lot of benefits for this as just an alternative form of transportation.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, also the impacts on the environment being a lot less than a car as well, which is an asset for the world we live in too.
Exactly.
So in terms of, obviously, you've got a wealth of experience riding your road bike. How does this compare to other bikes, your other bikes that you've ridden or usually use?
So the biggest thing is it's just a lot heavier. So, you know, I hang my other bikes up and, you know, you can kind of lift them off the wall and with one hand. This is a heavy bike. And so originally I thought, oh, I'm going to get it on the car and drive out to the mountains. And I'm like, I don't know. Like I think the bike's probably 50 pounds. I don't know how well rated like my bike rack is. And so like We have it in the garage. We can ride out of the garage. There's no steps. It's really good. If I had to like carry it upstairs every time, it would be a totally different ability to use. So like my wife, like if I were to hang it up, she wouldn't be able to get it down. So it is a lot heavier. And I don't know what the weight is, 50 or 60 pounds. That's not that heavy, but because it's kind of like a big bike, it is kind of hard to move it. It's not as maneuverable as like a road bike is. It's like, it's like a sports car. You can go fast and, you know, you're low to the ground. It isn't like that. The big difference is it's like sitting at a desk. It's just like so comfortable. It's like driving an SUV versus a Porsche. A Porsche, you know, you're cramming yourself in. It's fun to drive, but it kind of doesn't do anything. This is, you know, you're sitting upright. It's a comfy seat. On the back, you have a place to put stuff. On the front, you have a place to put stuff. It has everything you need. So it has a kickstand. It has a light. It has a little computer, an odometer. It kind of has all the bells and whistles you need. And again, it's almost unfair to compare it to a bike. It is the same thing as biking. And, you know, I see tons of people using them. Now that I've ridden one, I realize, I just totally didn't realize like half the people out there are riding e-bikes. But it just does so much more than what a road bike does. At the only cost that I can see is it's a bit less maneuverable and it's heavier.
Yeah, makes sense. And from what you've shared, all of the positives and kind of just the leisure and joy aspect of it, it makes total sense as well for our guest booking trips that so many of them are going with e-bikes these days too. A perfect way to enjoy a landscape, you know, at your own leisure and your own pace. So I know you said sort of initially Lynn was trying to, you know, get comfortable with the bike. I know you've noted she's been out after dinner riding on some bike paths since you did the initial test. And how confident is she feeling now? Has she kind of got the hang of it?
Yeah. Like she's been off out on a half dozen kind of after dinner rides. She's been with a couple of her friends on a couple rides. Like she's going for like 60 minutes, 90 minutes. It's not enormous. She doesn't like the e-assist, or she doesn't use the e-assist as much as I'm doing. So like I just kind of fall into like, it's just fun. You're just sitting there just looking around and it's like really tranquil. She actually wants the exercise. So she's using it for the hills or if there's a headwind more. But yeah, she's like gaining in confidence. She still says like going down some of these steep hills, she still isn't confident. And I think actually one thing she mentioned is it's kind of tough to like, if you've got a really steep hill, because it's so heavy for her, she has to always like switch sides. She likes to be on the uphill side. So like the bike's below her because she doesn't want the bike to like push her down. She'd rather the bike fall and hit the dirt than she does it. And so I think the one thing she says is like, she's still, you know, on these, again, these are really steep hills. So like, I don't know, it's like a river valley. So if you know a river valley, they just kind of go straight down.
Oh yeah.
So that's about the only complaint she has, but she's loving it. And she's like, I can't wait to do like a 7-day trip with you. So she's like, can we do a bike trip next summer? Which I actually want to do a hiking trip next summer. So I'm pushing like, let's have another year practicing the bike before we do a bike trip. Cause I have kind of a route in the Alps I want to do.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's loving it. And it's like a nice way for her just to get out after dinner and have some, you know, have some quiet time or just time away from the kids who are hyped up after dinner and want to run around and wrestle or do whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that's really cool that, you know, now, thanks to this, you guys have another type of trip in mind that you could enjoy together down the road. If next summer is hiking, then perhaps next fall will be a bike trip for you guys. It's been awesome to hear about this, Richard. I, for one, am definitely inspired. I mentioned I was thinking of getting a road bike or a e-bike rather myself. So thanks so much for sharing with us. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, I think one thing, and I said it earlier, but it really just kind of hit me, you know, at least with myself, it's like there's just a lot of stuff I use my car for, which I've always kind of said, like most of my journeys are just myself, like probably like all of us. You know, I have a fairly efficient vehicle, but it's like there's just so many things where, I need to go over to get, you know, more groceries than I can carry. Okay, I'll just take this bike and, you know, it's a 5-minute drive or it's a 6-minute bike and I just can park it right beside the entrance, or some of the supermarkets now have indoor bike locks because, you know, they don't want the bikes to get stolen. And even commuting, like there's actually the bike lockup is right outside where I, you know, we work in this big kind of tech center in Calgary. Like it's like 4 meters from where I'm sitting. And so like the old issues of, oh, I gotta leave it outside. There's so much change now. And it really is like, it's a bike, but it's like, it's actually a replacement for cars for a lot of journeys where, again, with young kids, we probably still need 2 cars, but I can totally see as our kids get older, like going down to just 1 vehicle because we can replace so many journeys with a bike, which never crossed my mind that this would be like, I thought this was just a bike, but yeah, if I lived in England or, you know, coastal North America or down in the Southern US, I'd have this bike as, you know, my primary source of transport. Cause it's that easy to ride and, you know, that's like simple of a replacement for my vehicle.
That's awesome. It sounds like overall, it was a really eye-opening experience for you to get to test these out. And it's something you're going to be doing a lot more of in the future, which is great.
I am converted. Yeah. Again, I was, you know, kind of a purist and hearing friends who complain about e-bikes kind of not being a pure way to cycle. And I'm like, I totally get it. And I think what'll happen is these e-bikes could be a transition, you know, it'll be a way for people to like, oh, I'm going to get into cycling. And then it'll be like, oh, maybe I'll get another bike. Cause like no one, you know, if you ride a bike a lot, no one has just one bike. And like, the problem is it's like skis, you need a new bike. So I kind of feel like we're going to see a renaissance of, you know, e-bikes leading to people buying regular mountain bikes or regular gravel bikes or regular road bikes, because there's kind of a different use case. So I'm hopeful that some of my friends that have never biked that bought e-bikes during the pandemic, they'll keep doing that and eventually do more and more. And just, you know, biking's just so great to be active, to get outside. It's a great pace to explore the world. So yeah, hopefully it'll lead to more bike sales and more people on the roads and, you know, all the benefits of cycling.
Thanks again for coming on the show today, Richard. It's been so cool learning about more about e-bikes and your experience with them. And for our listeners, if you want to get more inspiration on e-bikes, we're going to put a couple of links in the show notes for you to check out. And with that, I'll say thanks for listening to this episode of the 10 Adventures podcast. We'll definitely be back next week to explore the world and hear more about epic adventures on the 10 Adventures podcast.
And Nadine, great job on your first podcast hosting.
Woo! Thanks so much. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Listen to other episodes of the 10 Adventures podcast on Amazon Music at amazon.com/10adventures.